How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Having a stressful day, but
What's been going on?
so last night I went to church and my friend who's takes me to Monday night church when we have big group, so we can hang out today. And then now he's telling me we can't, but then now he's telling me we can, so I'm all confused and stressed and trying to do laundry, trying to get a shower before I go. So, just one of those days that people don't know what they're doing.
Tell me why you're feeling stressed about that.
Because he's telling me like two different things. And I don't know what to make of it. You know what I mean?
Well, why? What do you mean, what to make of it?
Like, he's telling me different things, and I'm just like, what do I do? So, but I'm gonna call him after. And talk to him.
Yeah. How do you think you'll communicate with them how you're feeling?
So, what, sir, what do I say? You broke.
Yeah, how do you think you'll communicate with him how you're feeling?
I'll just ask him what we're doing, and first I gotta see if my mom has cash. That's the first thing. 'Cause if she doesn't have cash, I can't go. So,
Why?
because they're. Well, he said that they're gonna go see a movie. That's in Japanese. And I'm checking to see if they have audio description, because if they have audio description, I'll go and hear it in English. So, and it's time for me to get out and stuff, 'cause just having a hard day and just trying to. I mean, I'm only. It's not only a hard day. It's just I'm trying to do too many things at once and getting worn out and getting tired and just. I feel like I'm helping too much.
You're helping too
Yeah.
much? In what way?
Well, there's another situation going on. It's kind of a long story. So my friend Kevin has well, I don't really know where to start with this story, but I kind of feel bad for helping, but then again, I don't. Well, okay, so my friend Kevin has this app called Transmit. It's for Mac. Where basically you can transfer files and get files off of things and whatever. So he added his OneDrive to it so he can get files off of OneDrive. Well, he gave the key to a friend, who is right now living in Guatemala, and she filled up his OneDrive, have like clear full, with her stuff because she asked him if he could she could borrow his OneDrive to back up her Mac so she could format it and get new Mac on it and whatever. So this is where I come in. I volunteered because I have a 6 terabyte drive just sitting here collecting dust. I'm not really using it because I don't really have the resources to use it right now. Mm-hmm. I have a computer, but to plug it in, it has to stretch across the bed. Like, not the bed, but like the floor. So to have it plugged in here is not really feasible right now. So I don't want to use it. So I offered to send the drive to my other friend from Michigan because he has got better. He's got better internet than I do and she does. So for him to download her stuff onto that drive, and I would send the drive to her.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is, we don't have a box big enough for the drive. So, and I was going to send it free matter for the blind. Because it's going to a blind person, and I already called the post office, and they said that they would take it.
Mm-hmm.
So, in a way, I kind of feel bad for offering, because if something goes wrong with, like, downloading the files, it's going to be on me, because I offered. I mean, but then I'm like, I already offered, so I can't change my mind and say I don't want to help, because I already offered, so.
Right.
My other incentive was to get Kevin's space back in his OneDrive, because I'm trying to send him stuff, and I can't send him stuff if he don't have space, so. Could use Dropbox, but it's kind of big. So, yeah.
So where is you, so your worries coming in on how it will work?
How it's gonna go, yeah. Because I'm okay. I never shipped something out of the country before.
Mhm.
I shipped stuff to Adriano before, in Michigan, but I never shipped anything out of the country. Now, I talked to the post office lady, and she did say that you can ship free matter for the blind out of the country. So, I'm just wondering how that's going to go at the Guatemala post office, because they don't speak English over there. So, I don't know how she's going to, stress to them that she wants to use free matter for the blind because she don't speak English.
Okay. What do you think you can do with that worry?
I can just tell her, you know, I mean, if she wants to pay for shipping, she can, but ideal thing is to do free matter for the blind. That's what we're doing. Like,
if you want.
The ideal thing is to use free matter for the blind. Because it's free and also you don't have to pay for shipping. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I did this with Adriano before with the drive. The same drive. So, when you put stuff on it. So, I think it'll work out. I think I'm overreacting about things, but part of me is like, because she's done a lot of weird and wrong things before. Like, she's done a lot of bad things before in the blind community and things. So part of me is like, are people going to make fun of me for helping her? I mean, I'm not just helping her. I'm sending a drive to her. I'm giving her my address. Whatever. If something happens, something happens. But
So, what's going on with her? You said she's done bad things.
She's done kind of like, she disrespected one of my friends that died, a while back,
mm-hmm.
And she's done other stuff to other people, not just me. Not to mention, me and her tried dating.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't work out, so she broke up with me via text. So, my family's kind of mad about that, so they don't want me to, like, talk to her, really.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw a need, because she came up on a public server that I'm on.
So what are you thinking about doing?
I'm gonna talk to my mom first of all and tell her like what I'm thinking about doing, and I already asked Adriano and he said it's okay with him and his dad. So his dad still will do it and whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay. Well, how do you think you can decrease the worry you're feeling? Like, let's start there. What will help with that?
I'm just taking it one step at a time.
Okay.
Don't rush into it.
Yeah. What would one step at a time look like?
Just mail the drive to Adriano and get it back first and then worry about whatever.
Fine. Yeah. How do you communicate with her often?
Not really. But, I mean, often enough. Yeah. So.
Well, hopefully this goes well. I think if you're using that mindset, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's 16 o'clock and 13 minutes.
Yeah. I think it should go well.
Good. What would you like to spend the last 10 minutes discussing?
I didn't really have anything else to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
I left a message for the Dr. V's supervisor person about the appointment tomorrow to see if I could do it over the phone. Could I explain my situation?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna see if she gets back to me. So.
Okay. So you talked to the front desk and they transferred you?
Yeah.
Okay. How did that go for you?
But she didn't answer, so I don't know.
Okay, but what did it feel to be transferred and then being able to leave a message?
I felt good.
Good. How is it going with Blaine? What's the update on? I think we were discussing school, you're moving. Let's end with that.
Trying to get a new computer right now. I have to wait 4 to 6 weeks to get a gift card from Wawa, no, Walmart to get the computer. So it'll probably be like a month till I can get ready and stuff.
You're saying you're getting a gift card from someone?
From like a from Matrix Medical Center. They did a visit at my house, so they're gonna send me a gift card for
That's great.
visiting with them. I guess, I don't know. Walmart
Yeah.
gift card, so I'm not complaining.
Yeah, that's really great. I'm glad that they're able to give that to you.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting, Aaron. Hopefully you're able to get that
Yeah.
computer.
I'm hoping to get the computer sooner, but I have to wait till they send the gift card. If they don't send it the gift card within 4 to 6 weeks from my actual visit, then I'm gonna call them and ask them where it's at. So hopefully
Yeah.
they send it.
Makes sense. Makes complete sense.
Yeah.
I'm sure they will.
I'm sure they will. So yeah.
Okay. There's nothing else you want to explore. What works for you next Tuesday?
Can we go with 4:30?
Sure.
Just in case I decide to stay, or just in case they decide to keep me till 4, and then I have time to get home and stuff.
Sure,
So.
and then you could always give me a call and see if you're home earlier. I can't promise I'll be able to do it earlier than our scheduled appointment,
Okay.
but you can leave me a voicemail, and if I get back to you, then we'll be able to. All
Okay.
right, Erin, so I'll see you next week. Keep me updated next week about
It's
how
16 o'clock and
the
18 minutes.
conversation goes with your friend and the situation with the mailing, okay? All
Okay.
right.
Thanks.
Stop receiving. Virtual recorder pause.